Hello everybody and welcome to our first podcast, Lucus Talking. Today's topic is going to be cultural differences, or maybe not differences, we'll see. Okay, let's start with education. My first question for you, and of course welcome to our interviewed people of today. We have Caterina from Italy, Samira from Azerbaijan, and from Tunis we have Iqbal and Noor. They're going to explain to us their cultural habits, education system, and so on. First topic is education. How is education in your country?
So, starting by Tunisia, our education system is mainly composed of four phases. Like we have the elementary school, which is 6 years technically, then the prep school, 3 years, then we have the high school, 4 years, and after that the university comes. Of course it's optional, but usually like we do have this cultural tendency of fulfilling the university degree. I can mention that our educational system is based on the French system, or let me say the French language, at least starting from the high school. Like the elementary school, of course, we'd start taking the French course, literature.
French is a predominant.
Yeah. It's obviously because it's our second language in our country. So In the elementary school, we take it as just literature course. Then in the prep school, it starts to get injected in every scientific subject. But in high school, all the scientific subjects get switched to French purely. And we also keep studying the French literature as a separate course. Of course, Arabic, geography, history, philosophy, some sort of civil courses that are mainly in Arabic.
Do you have anything to add? No. So I think this is a little different probably for Italy, is it?
Yeah, in Italy we have primary school. It's 5 years at primary school. After we have a middle school, it's 3 years of middle school. And high school is 5 years of high school. So we study 13 years at school. Mm-hmm. And after, of course, you go to university if you want. No, you go to work. And at university, we have bachelor degree. It's 3 years, and master degree is two years. And after, of course, if you want, we have also PhD. And the difference between the public university and private university is the cost. Of course, the private university is more expensive, but public university, it's not free, because we pay, and the cost depends of economic salary of the family. And so you start from 200 tax fee to 2000. It depends of salary, of economic salary.
And one thing about high school, do you have if you think about the American style of high school, you have high school is the same for everybody, okay? They study the same subjects. Do you have to choose what subject are you going to study in university?
Yes, in high school we have to choose. We have like a linguistic school, a scientific school, cooking school we have also in Italy. We have a different high school, so when you finish your middle school, you have to choose what type of school you want to go.
This is interesting, because at 17, 18, you have to decide for your whole life.
Yes.
Anyways, what do you think about it, Noor?
Actually, it's the same, but even earlier, because at after finishing the first year of high school, which is technically when you are 15 years old, you have to select your major at high school, which is whether literature, whether science, whether math, whether IT, whether economics and management, whether technology. Mm-hmm. And based on this thing, you have to carry on university degree in such major. Maybe some major have the favor to switch after, for example, the scientific math, blah, blah, blah. They can choose whatever they want. But for example, economics and management, they can go only for business related universities. And for literature, and for literature also it's impossible. They have to carry on literature stuff in university unless they have some sort of favor, which is choosing science as an optional subject in high school.
I see.
Yeah, but also one thing, which is all our educational system from elementary school to university is totally for free. free of charge, unless you are going for a private, which is not like very familiar nowadays. Like it's becoming more popular in our country.
All right, so if you want to study for free, you'll go back to Tunisia.
The education system in Azerbaijan is structured similarly to many other countries with primary, secondary, and the higher levels of education. Education is compulsory for children aged 6 and to 15. Primary education lasts for 4 years, and full of the secondary education, it's 5 years. And after completing secondary education, students can choose to pursue vocational training or continue their studies at higher level. Higher education in Azerbaijan is provided by universities, academics, and institutes. The country has several public and private universities offering a wide range of programs in various fields.
And but is it free?
To study at school is free. Public schools are free in our country, but private schools can be paid. And if I'm talking about the universities can be paid and free. If it's, as I said before, if it's private, it's paid. But if it's public university, it depends on your score. If your score is high, you can study free. But if your score is less than normal range, you can study by paid.
Okay, so Azerbaijan is the second country you go to if you want to study for free. Of course, if you have a high score, so think about it very well. Katerina, what do you want to say about
it? Yeah, I want to say in Italy, of course, primary, the secondary, and the high school is free, of course, also in Italy.
Because it's compulsory education.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Enough about education. Next topic, let's talk about celebrations. For example, Azerbaijan. What kind of celebrations do you do in Azerbaijan, Samira?
First of all, I have to say that celebrations in Azerbaijan are vibrant and diverse, often featuring traditional music, dance, and delicious food. And key celebrations include Nowruz, the Persian New Year we call it, and weddings, religious holidays like Eid, and as well as Independence Day. And these events are marked by joyous gathering with family and friends.
So a lot of food.
Yes.
All right. What's Nowruz specifically?
Nowruz is a welcoming of spring.
Okay, so you welcome the spring coming. Nice. What do you do specifically in Nowruz?
We make a bonfire and jump over it, and we make honcha, and we put 7 things which start with a sound, such as semeni, sumbul, and kind of things.
And so it feels like it's dangerous.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What about in Tunisia? What are the main celebrations for you guys?
Okay, for Tunisia, main celebrations are related to religion, like any Muslim, because we are a Muslim country. We have basically Ramadan, which is 30 days that we fast. And after Ramadan, just the 31 day, we have to celebrate Eid, which is a celebration in which we visit families, we eat a lot of sweets, and that's it.
Yeah, I like that.
Always
okay.
Eating. And in Eid, which is nice, I found it nice about my country, that it's not about visiting families. It's also about visiting our grandpa and grandma, and we visit our dead people.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you celebrate with them too.
Yes, we celebrate all with right. them also, and we have second Eid, which is after maybe 2 months, I guess 2 months less a few days. We in the Eid we call it Eid Adha, which is we have like small Eid and big Eid. This is what we call like small celebration and big celebration.
Big
small
celebrations, more food.
Yeah, no. But the first one is about eating sweets. The second one is about eating meat. We sacrifice a sheep.
Okay.
Yes, and we eat meat, and we again we celebrate with families, and we visit each other, and so on and so.
So celebrating, sacrificing an animal comes from religion, right?
Of course, from a story for
sacrifices.
Yeah, from a story for a prophet, which is written in Quran. So other celebrities, other celebrations are national. Of course, we have the government dates. and fix also what we do on it.
Oh, okay, I see. And all right, what about Italy?
Okay, so in Italy we have Christmas, of course. This is the Italians celebrate this this day on 15 on December, and we have also the day before Christmas. It's called Vigilia, and at the evening of the 24th of December, we go to the grandma house and we eat all together. Mm. Of course, also 25, we eat all together with family, and we of course also exchange gifts. We exchange our gifts, and also 26th of December we eat again. It's called Santo Stefano. Another festival, it's Ferragosto. We celebrate this on August 15, mm-hmm. and it's time so for vacations, for beach trips. And
what do you do especially?
Yeah, we go to the beach and we light a fire and we enjoy all together. Mm-hmm. Also, the young people go to the beach and spend the night on the beach. Mm-hmm. And at midnight there are fireworks. So it's mm-hmm. really interesting. It's really beautiful.
And I know some of you also throw water to each other on 15th August.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Okay. What about, there is another thing in Christmas which is particular.
And January, 6th and 7th January, in the night of 6th and 7th January, a witch on the broom, and she gave sweets to the children.
To the good ones?
Yes, also to the good ones, because if the child was a bad child, she gives... we call carbone in Italy, and it's also sweet, but it's like for bad child. Okay, another celebration is Carnevale. It's celebrated in various cities. The most famous is in Venice, of course. Mm-hmm. And we used to mask to wear a different dress,
old age dress.
Yes, of course, yes. And this is this festivals. It's before Easter, maybe 1 month before Easter, and also in Easter we have the day after Easter, and it's called Pasquetta. And we used to go to grill fish, meat, and we have this like camping with friends, with family. Mm-hmm. So our festivals is always. To eat something, we go to eat something always.
More friendly.
Yes.
I think there is a saying in Italy where you say Christmas with the family and Easter with whoever mm-hmm. you want, meaning like you can leave your family back, they won't kill you, okay? You can go with your friends,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is
okay.
Right.
Thank you, Caterina. All right, about celebrations, I have a question, because I know there is a big difference in cultures about weddings. How do you celebrate weddings? In Azerbaijan.
In Azerbaijan, weddings are major celebrations that often last for several days. They are significant social events where families come together to celebrate the union of the bride and groom. Traditional Azerbaijani weddings typically involve several ceremonies, including the engagement, henna night, where the bride's hands are adorned with henna, and the main wedding ceremony.
So they color their hands with henna?
Yes. And during the wedding ceremony, there are several rituals. One of them is sharing a symbolic of bread and salt.
Uh-huh. And bread and salt.
Yes.
Okay.
And the music, dance, and elaborate feasts are central to the festivities, and with traditional Azerbaijani music and dances like the lezginka, adding to the joyous atmosphere. Family, friends, and community members all come together to celebrate the couple's happiness.
All right. So family gatherings too. Mm-hmm. Well, what about you guys? What about Italy? How is it in Italy?
Okay, in Italy we have it's different from north and from the south of Italy. In the south, they used to have these big weddings with 100 people, like 200 people. and of course eat a lot. We have antipasti first, like pasta, second is like seafood or meat, or both seafood and meat. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they used to eat meat and seafood together, and also dessert. We have a dessert, and we enjoy a lot. We have fun because we play music, we sing together, we dance together. So it's really big.
So it's not like this in North. It's not funny.
Yes, I think it's. I'm from the south. I'm from the center, but in the North, yes, of course they have fun and wedding, yeah. But it's small, closer. It's not like 100 invited.
A little more formal.
Yes, more formal. Okay. Yes.
All right. Do you have celebrations like before the wedding?
Yes, we have celebrations. We have Al Dia al Nubilato. This is for the women. It's called Bachelor Party. And Al Dia al Celibato. This is for men. And it's... Bachelorette is for women and bachelor party is for men. Wow. Yeah, this is 1 week before the wedding. They go to Mykonos to
this. You go on vacation?
Yes, we go on vacation to celebrate it's the finish of being single, you know. Yeah. It's big party.
It's almost like you're sad of doing it. You have to celebrate.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. So one day. What about Tunisia?
Well, the concept of wedding in Tunisia is kind of huge because it's technically, we can call it 7 days, 7 nights thing.
Like, wow.
Yeah, it's not minimalistic at all. Even if the budget is low or high, still you have to push yourself to do this mm-hmm. considerable celebration. It has it's 7 days technically because it is composed of many parties every night something. So you have something called, first of all, Ketben Zdeh, which is making the marriage contract. It's usually done few days before the big wedding party. Mm-hmm. Also, you have the small henna, the big henna, which is for oh. the bride.
Oh, you color yourself.
Yeah, but but what, for example, the difference between it and other countries like Turkey or the other countries that do henna, which is in Tunisia, it's kind of a big event in hotels, in
wow.
a wedding room, all is specialized for it. Also, we have slaymia. We have you have to make some sort of common lunch for all the people, for mm-hmm. example, in your neighborhood. So it's technically you yeah.
Wow.
And
but is it like that in every country? Like every Arabic country?
Yeah, actually, it's not every Arabic country, but we have specific things that are common. Like we have something which is coming between us. It's kind of unequal for me, mm-hmm. but the lady have to buy everything for the house, and the men have to buy only the house, the TV, and the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
So... Actually, it's the same in Azerbaijan, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Yes, maybe a little unequal.
So before the wedding of 1 month or less or more, we have a celebration to bring all the stuffs mm-hmm. to the house.
Uh-huh,
to their house. Okay. Yeah, this is another celebration also for them.
Right.
And something else, we have to the bride family, they have to clean the house and prepare the bedroom for them first night. And they don't have to see the bedroom before the wedding.
Okay, yes, maybe a little bit like mm-hmm. Italy. And also...
About henna.
You do a lot of jewelry, right?
Yeah, jewelries, and we have our traditional clothes. We have to wear them in the henna ceremony, which is called malia, which is mm-hmm. traditional one, and with a lot of jewelries. And it's not, it doesn't have to be made from gold.
Ah, okay.
It can be fake, like stainless or uh-huh. black or any other type of steel.
Are those... gifted to you, or do you have to buy
them? No, you can buy them, you can rent them, it's okay. You don't have to buy them, and they don't have to be expensive or...
Fine. I don't know, what do you think about it, guys? But I think for me, now, Tunis is the best country in which I want to get married. 7 days.
Wow.
All right, so in every celebration, you eat a lot of food. So everything is based on food. I understand this. It's a common thing. So see, not only differences. If you have to represent your country with one typical dish, which one would you choose? Like...
Okay, maybe I will start with this. You know, Tunisia is very famous with couscous. We eat a lot of couscous, and our couscous is special and yummy. We made it, and it takes making couscous. It takes maybe 1 week, and then cook it. It takes only 1 hour. So make it, yeah.
We do it for, like, we cook it for minutes and that's it.
Yeah, but making the couscous, it's in itself, it's a celebration for us. Because you call, like, for example, my mom call my aunt and my my uncles to have dinner at night. But my aunts help her to make the couscous. And then you have to 3 days to dry it under the sun. If there is no sun, you can dry it.
Okay.
And then you have to maybe half cook it, and then you keep it in
the
boxes.
Yeah. For when you want to eat. Oh, yes. My God. It takes a lot of time. But, okay, so what do you put in the couscous, like, fillings?
In couscous, okay. You know that Tunisians use a lot of spices. We have homemade spices.
I tasted them, okay? If you think... your pepper is spicy. Think again.
Okay, so we have different types of couscous. So we have with vegetables, with meat, and with chicken. We have all the types. There is no big difference between them.
What about Italy?
So Italy cuisine is famous in the world, but the most famous, of course, is pizza. But we have also pasta. We have risotto. It's rice with seafood, or I don't know, with sausages. We have a different type of risotto, and this type of dishes is more famous in the north of Italy. Risotto, I talk about risotto. And what else? We have caprese salad. It's salad with tomatoes and with mozzarella.
All right. So I think there is something we have to mention about pizza.
One pizza, one person. We eat pizza alone. The big, the small one, we eat pizza alone. We don't share the pizza.
No sharing.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's like you go to America and they buy one pizza for two people or maybe three and you're like, okay, now what? I'm going to be hungry after that. All right. What about Azerbaijan?
One dish that represents Azerbaijan is pilaf. Which is typically cooked with saffron, meat, often lamb or chicken, and various spices. It's staple in Azerbaijani cuisine and reflects the country's heritage. And pilaf holds a significant role in Azerbaijan culture, and it shows the how rich culture cuisine you have.
Because of saffron?
I think so.
Because saffron is called like the gold of the spices, or something like that.
Possibly.
All right, we're getting to the end of this talk. I think we've had enough of it, you more than us. I just wanted to ask you some last question. What is something funny about your country that you think other people will find funny outside of your country?
I think you can notice how we can use a lot our hands while talking, the body language, our facial grimaces also are like overloaded, honestly. We try to express our feelings by moving our hands, our eyes, mouth, everything. All so
right.
Yeah,
I think you have something in common with another country.
Of course, Italians are known for the expressive gesture and communication style, because the hand gesture are commonly used to emphasize point and also I'm now speaking.
You can't see her, but we can, and she's using her hands.
Yes.
Lot. Okay.
So we used to emphasize our emotions. So yeah, we used to gesture a lot. Mm. Another fun fact in Italy, it's the coffee culture, because in Italy, of course, we take the coffee very seriously, and espresso is our preferred choice. And people ordering a cappuccino after 11 a.m. is considered unusually
bad, very bad. Don't do that. What about Azerbaijan?
Azerbaijani people have many kind of cultural habits like other countries, and one of them is tea obsession. Mm. And Azerbaijanis love their tea. They eat tea a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not drinking tea. It's about this. It's like a social ritual for
it's
us.
Similar to the Italian coffee style, but with tea probably.
Yeah, and it's a sign of hospitality also. Mm-hmm. And we also use our gestures and hands like you. While we are talking.
Okay.
And another one is no matter how much full you are, if you are in an Azerbaijani family, you have to eat a lot. If you are full, the family members of the hosts will give you a lot of dish to eat. No, you're not full enough. You have to eat.
It's like in Italian grandmas from the south. And I think it's the same for Tunisia. You eat a lot, don't you?
Yeah. We love eating. Food is a culture, is an art for us.
Mm. I see. So we all agree we found a common basis in each of our country. We eat food. It's not, you know, it's not something so obvious for, you know, everybody says it. Food brings you together. It's true, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So
thank you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Yeah.
And
thank you too.
Stay tuned for next week's post.